Books on Tape presents Double Cross Blind by Joel N. Ross. Read by Simon Vance. Chapter 1. 11:46 p.m. December 1st, 1941. The young woman hitched her skirt to her thighs, revealing slender legs encased in Lille stockings.
"I do apologize they're not silk," she told the man in the shiny black waistcoat. "So terrifically hard to find silk these days, isn't it?"
She lifted her skirt a fraction higher, and as the man gaped, she brought the heavy iron piping down hard on his skull. He fell to his knees and made a funny wheeze. It was rather exciting. She hadn't been in London during the Blitz, but, oh, how she'd envied them the drama. The whine and clump of the incendiaries and ack-ack shells, the streams of tracers and the barrage balloons bumbling overhead. Now the Luftwaffe was raiding more heavily again, and she felt a glow of pleasure at being part of the grand sweep of things, a glitzy Berlin cabaret with brilliant spotlights sweeping the darkened stage, but better for the real tears and blood and love. And bomb sites were super places to trap and scrap one-time informants. The man in the shiny waistcoat was like a funny crab trying to crawl away over the rubble. She checked that the message he'd given her was intact. She knew that some people in the SD, the Sicherheitsdienst, the security service of the SS, considered her flighty. They'd laughed that her code name should be Schmetterling, Butterfly. But she wasn't flighty. She was dedicated and smart, and she did what needed doing. She lifted the iron piping to finish the man, but was interrupted by the gleam...